Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, you guys, for telling about what's copyrighted. You know, I have to also tell you about some other things that's related. Trying to make it an industry is such a joy, you know. It's such a joy to make music and to try to be a part of the Hollywood industry or the music industry worldwide, global. But I have jealousy with people because we're making rock music or pop music. Here's another song that I forgot to tell you that I own. I had to tell you I copyrighted. And I copyrighted. It is called Tragedy Is Not What I Am. And Tragedy Is Not What I Am, I did that a long time ago. I'm going to tell you the truth. The honest, the truth will set me free because, you know, the gimmicks and performances, people color their hair, they say things, but I try to be honest. I did Tragedy Is Not What I Am a long time ago, a while ago. And it's about overcoming obstacles. It had to do with me going through a real severe period of where I was going with my music. Didn't know where I was going, so I didn't want to be a tragedy, so I was at a crossroads. So I released a compilation, and no one gave me a time of day. It's Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Video that I've done, you know, it showed me acting out roles, you know, when I was like, I lived on the street or whatever. It was in a video, the music video. It's online. It's not on Vevo. I actually could send that to Vevo, but I haven't made it. I just made an official video, you know, saying, you know, the lyrics are about struggling in school that I was referring to when I was in high school and you know, before I dropped out, and struggling, hanging out with friends who were negative, you know, drug addicts and stuff. So when I was in, came out here in the music industry, and also I will say should have referred to the music industry too. The struggles, rejections, and so on. So I didn't want to be a tragedy coming to Hollywood and not seeing my dream come true. You know, I didn't see my family for a long time. So time makes a person wiser. So I've written that song. I copyrighted it. The reason why I'm bringing these episodes out is because, you know, people around me and people in the industry, some people have made up lies that I didn't write my songs or I didn't do that or I didn't own my songs, and that's not true. And the other one is I Like You. I have not released it. I brought this out because someone was saying they were going to, you know, because I had allegations. These were allegations of people around me looking at my music as some way out to make money off. And, you know, it hasn't been proven. All I want to say is I had to protect my music by copywriting it at the U.S. Copyright Office. That's the single most important protection with my songs. It's like a patent. The other protection is you know, if you get a publisher or whatever, you know, people say it's, they shouldn't get no publisher. You know, it protects the music. There are people got publishers and then went on to get, work with bigger publishers, you know, so it's all about. I have not released this song, but this song could have been bootleg. Some of my songs were bootleg from my Master Writer account, possibly, but here it is.
I'm in love, you see. I truly feel in love, but I wanna be in love with somebody.
I did not release that song because it wasn't in a condition to be released. When I write songs like that, it's And I Do Love You, which is another one. That song I was released on my own. Somebody said I should have just done it in a recording studio. I probably should have when I was concentrating on being a performing artist. Because I've been for years a performing songwriter. And why I stopped the performing part for now, I may change my mind, but at this time I stopped because it's 33 years. I'm still the songwriter. So as part of the songwriting, I have to sing, perform people to promote my songs. That song was not released. You just heard it, you know. It wasn't even, I don't think it was any in condition to release. Because part of the protocol of writing songs for years was to get an instrument or sing on a audio or something and then take it to a recording studio, play a keyboard melody and then take it to a recording studio. If you hear anything like that, let me know because that's been copyrighted too. And then, you know, one guy, you know, my new song, Basic Jam, you know, it was reports on that. I did copyright.
Oh, there's a time I see you know too about me and you, don't you know? What I want to do is to sing a tune night will come.
I'll fix that clown.
Sing a tune,
jumping up and down and spin all around.
That song has been made you know, that Basic Jam, you know, if you heard, just heard it.
You know I'm not a big fat clown. You know what I like, I want to do is to sing a song, sing a tune. I rap along to the melody and it goes along to the harmony. And that is it for me. My name is Dub Knight, to the one and only.
Baby Jam, I see you.
That song I created on my own and you know, that's, I copyrighted that. The reason why, again, I'm bringing this out is to dismiss any false allegations. Also, there were, you know, the naysayers have said that I can't work with anybody in the industry, which is not true. I could work with somebody in the industry with my song who can make a deal. I'm very open-minded to deals with my songs, but it has to be done directly with me. Can I be behind my back? And it has to be with the right person. So I can work with anybody in the industry with my music. But I've written those songs too. I brought that out. Any song you see under D-O-V-E-N-I-G-H-T I've written. I'm sorry for telling you this. it is to denote what my songs are. It is to tell you where I'm at. I've written so many songs over the course of my life. I got 400 songs registered, over 400 songs registered with BMI as a performing artist and a non-performing songwriter. And I there were thousands that I've written that I lost, you know. So the thing about it is that I am who I am. I'm sorry to bring this up to you. I'm just telling you where I stand. So anything that I release or have not released, you know, with Struggle, I played that song on previous podcasts, or anything else, is copyrighted. Just look under DOVE and IGC and find where I stand. Good day, good night. I'm Dovay.